grow in our own heart, a deep conviction, a deep understanding from within our own heart. Happiness, real happiness, pure happiness, the happiness I am longing for, I can only find within my own heart. Only in here, not nowhere out there. Nowhere. And I think these are such good news, because if we check honestly how much time, energy, money, lifespan we have spent for reaching out, searching for happiness in external things, too much time. Well, you decide. I'm just mainly talking about myself. You decide for yourself if you want to continue to spend a little bit more time searching for happiness in places where it cannot be found, or if we want to try at least give the benefit of the doubt and say, okay, I will try to follow Buddha's instructions and try. Only if I put Buddha's teachings into practice, I can find real happiness from within a completely different source than we normally search for. Source from within. Yeah? This is the actual source of happiness within our own heart. And what is exactly the state of mind which will provide happiness is inner peace. If our heart is at peace, if our heart or mind or our thoughts, our way of thinking, our views, our intentions are pure. Pure. Then, or positive, then our heart is at peace. Then we are okay. Then we are okay. If the external things are going badly, okay, you can accept. If things are going very well, we're not getting excited, we accept. We think it's not going to last anyway. It's wonderful at the moment. It's good. Good karma ripening. Yeah, fine. But I'm not going to be fooled. My main job is to develop and maintain peace of mind. And I can do this only by putting Buddha's teachings into practice. There's no other way. If we think we have a better idea, yeah, let's go for it. We can try. We can try and see. You know, sometimes, yeah, we just like Buddha is saying, don't do that, but we have to try until we understand. It's like a child, if you tell a child, don't lighten the matches, because if not, you're going to burn your fingers. Maybe the child has to strike the match to burn the fingers and then has the experience. But also we need like to think to ourselves, do I have enough experience? Haven't I tried many times? Haven't I tried quite intensively? Isn't it really enough? But you have to decide. It's up to us. It's our decision. It's our decision. Do I really want to begin to focus, to search for happiness? Concentrate my search for happiness from within. Yeah. I think this is such good news. This is such good news, because if we think happiness comes from external sources like we did now, this is just so exhausting and it's never satisfying. Venerable Geshe-la is saying, it is like drinking salt water. And we all know the more our wishes are fulfilled, the more thirsty we get, the more we want. And like more salt water we drink, the thirstier we get. The more our wishes are fulfilled, the more we want. It's never ending. It's never ending. It's never ending. And the horrible thing is it just never makes us happy. We will never find the happiness we are longing for so, so strongly. And for so long time, you know, this search, we don't have only since this life. We have been searching for happiness since beginningless time. Life after life after life after life after life after life after life. Still not fulfilled the wish. Maybe we need to believe Buddha. Try at least. And at least try. And think, okay, I will really try to put Buddha's teachings, Dharma, into practice. Sincerely means, what does it mean? Truthfully, yeah. So in this context, it means mainly like without laziness. That means like continuously, sincerely, or truthfully. I understood why I understand why I'm doing it. I understood the teachings. I understand why I'm doing it. And then I'm going to continue doing it. Yeah? So this is what it refers sincerely. And you know, when I said this is such good news, why? Because it gives the responsibility to us. Now we can't any longer make other people responsible for our state of mind, for our unhappiness, and so forth. So we have to assume responsibility. That's one thing. But also we understand, because happiness can be found within my own heart, I can make it happen. It's there, it's reachable, because it depends upon my own state of mind. And if I come across Buddha's teachings, which is mainly about transforming, developing, improving, purifying, controlling our own mind through Dharma practice, of course I can become a happy person. And I think many people who are maybe trying to practice to the best of their ability, after a while they can really say, I'm a happier person. I'm a little bit more patient. I'm a little bit kinder. I'm a little bit more understanding towards others. And therefore, my heart is much more at peace. And therefore, I'm a much happier person. And can make others happy. That's the point, isn't it? If we are miserable, not very useful, because there are already enough miserable people around in the world that we don't need one more. We need people in this world who take out suffering, who take it and give happiness. It's not enough happiness in this world. Too much suffering, too much problems. We can start, we can do that, by becoming happy people.